Peter Bokonji. Je suis le responsable du groupe.
My name is Jupiter Bokonji. I'm the leader of the band Oquest International from the DRC, and we're bringing a new Congolese sound to the world.
Un nouveau son de la République démocratique du Congo.
Peter, we hear a lot about Congolese rumba when we talk about DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. Tell us what this new sound is made of.
Écoutez, la République démocratique du Congo a plus de 450 ethnies. Et chaque ethnie a un sous-ethnie. Ça ne fait plus 450 ethnies.
The DRC has more than 450 ethnic groups, and each one has a subgroup, so there are more than 900 in all. And each ethnic group has 10 or 15 rhythms. So, for example, I'm from the Mongo ethnic group. We've got different rhythms. But then there's Bofania, Loya, Mboya, Zabola, Yaya.
Faisons les calculs. Cette richesse immense.
So just do the maths. There's a huge wealth of sound. It's endless and just not exploited.
This song, it's called Ponjo Ponjo, and it features indie rock musicians Damon Albarn on keys and Warren Ellis on violin. Tell us a bit about that song.
Oui, merci. Ponjo Ponjo, ça parle de l'éternité.
Ponjo Ponjo talks about eternity. There's no point clinging on to material things. It's better to live with a sense of the eternal, the mystical side of life.
C'est ça, lui, c'est le mystique.
We go Sami. Sami, 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 Sami. We go Sami. Sami, 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 Sami. We don't mind the way.
Moi, de toute façon, je suis en train de puiser dans la source. La source, c'est la musique traditionnelle, ok?
I try to go back to the source, which means traditional rhythms. Then I give it an international dimension by using modern rather than traditional instruments. I use guitar and drums, and I try and project this music into the future.
Dans le futur. Mais maintenant, Damon Albarn et Warren Ellis, je les ai pas demandé de jouer comme ils ont joué.
I didn't ask Damon Albarn and Warren Ellis to play in a particular way. I just said I was leaving the door open because music has no race, no color, no tribe. It's a universal language. I left the door open so they could take me into the future, and they did.
Qui m'amène dans le futur. Ils l'ont fait. Ma grand-mère était guérisseuse. Quand j'étais gosse, elle m'amenait dans des cérémonies, mais ça, je comprenais absolument rien.
My grandmother was a healer. When I was a child, she'd take me to ceremonies. I didn't understand a thing. But when I lived in Europe, I listened to James Brown, the Jackson 5, music from the 70s. It was big at that time.
Et c'est là quand je suis rentré au Congo, et je me suis intéressé directement, j'ai trouvé un tam-tam dans ma chambre.
It was only when I went back to Congo that I started getting into traditional music. I found a tam-tam in my room, the one my grandmother had left me, and I started playing it. That's how I discovered traditional music. I began playing in mourning ceremonies and so on. People would come and ask me to play at ceremonies, and I played drums and sang all night. My father didn't approve. He wanted to send me back to Europe, so I dropped out, disappeared, and lived on the streets for a while.
Donc, vous voyez, toute cette musique-là que j'ai écoutée à l'Occident, je l'ai retrouvée dans la musique traditionnelle.
And then I realized that you could hear all that Western music in the traditional music. And I started to wonder what had gone wrong. They'd shoved rumba down our throats, but it's only one part of Congolese music, the part that traveled to Latin America and then to Cuba. But there's so much more. There's another door, and that's the door we had to open for future generations.
Yo, 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 yo,
Another song is called Moussonsou, which I understand means nail.
Les clous, d'abord, vous savez, les clous, quand vous tapez les clous, ça fait ça, ça, ça se colle.
When you hit a nail, it holds pieces of wood together. So this song's about unity. There's no point in fighting. If we stick together, we can progress. We don't want chaos. We want people to succeed, so the country can develop.
Et je ne parle pas que de mon pays. Moi, je parle dans, je suis dans l'univers.
But I'm not singing only about my country. Everyone has to move forward. In Iran, in Iraq, in Syria, people are dying everywhere, not just in Congo. So my message isn't just Congolese. My message is universal.
Mon message n'est pas que congolais. Mon message, c'est mon message universel.
Go back a little bit, Jupiter, back to 2003, when the situation in Congo was very unstable. Some members of your band chose to leave Kinshasa and go to Europe, but you decided to stay. Why did you decide to stay in Kinshasa?
Parce que je voulais pas revenir en Europe parce que j'étais déjà en Europe. J'étais déjà en Europe. Je connaissais la vie en Europe.
I didn't want to go back to Europe. I knew what it was like. I was only 7 years old when I moved there with my dad. I formed a band called the Negro, because that's what they called me. At the swimming pool, people would get out when I arrived. They thought I'd turn the water black. It was like that in East Berlin at the time.
Later on, you wrote a song about that experience, I think.
Ich bin ein Berliner, the world is my land.
Ich bin ein Berliner, the world is my land. Ich bin ein Congolese, the world is my land. Ich bin the world is my land. Keke mugawa, keke na kuso sa mambu, keme sola nini.
J'ai raconté un peu ma vie quand j'étais là-bas. Quand je passais dans la rue, ils me traitaient de nègre, et pourtant moi j'ai traversé le mur de Berlin.
It was a way of telling my story about that time, how they'd called me Negro when I walked down the street, how I could cross the Berlin Wall and they couldn't, and then how when I went back to Congo, it seemed rich but was politically very poor, and that people didn't have enough to eat. So I sang, I'm a Berliner, I'm Congolese, the world is my oyster, the world belongs to no one.
Je suis un Berliner, je suis un Congolais, dont le monde m'appartient, le monde appartient à personne.
Le petit blanc qui me voyait passer disait à leur maman, 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 regarde les nègres, nègres, oh, peut-être, mais moi je passais le mur deux fois par jour. Ich bin ein Berliner, the world is my land.
So you decided to stay in Kinshasa, but to do what exactly?
Ma mission était d'ouvrir la porte et j'ai déjà ouvert la porte.
My mission was to open the door, and I've done it. I haven't finished the job, but the new generation know the door is open now. They ask me for help and lean on me, maybe a bit too much. They say I'm a role model, the founder of this new Congolese sound. They call me the rebel general, the living monument, the troubadour. They're the ones who gave me the name Jupiter in the first place.
Le grand problème, ce sont maintenant jouer à Kinshasa. Il faut qu'il y ait des structures.
But the big problem is we still don't have the structures in Kinshasa to be able to play and develop a music industry. We don't have the means to produce musicians. Maybe long term, I'll have to put those structures in place myself with the help of the Congolese government.
Dans mon pays, avec l'aide du gouvernement congolais.
Jupiter, thanks for talking to us.
Merci à vous.